It is absolutely remarkable what he has accomplished in his short tenure, and he is handing off an office that is in better shape than that office has been in a very long time, and I'm eager to get there.
Catherine Hanaway there, who will be the next Attorney General in the state of Missouri, taking over for Andrew Bailey early next month. And let's get to Jim Talent, please. Former Senator Talent on the line this morning. Jim, how are you, my friend?
I'm fine, Mark.
Good. I know you've known Catherine for probably longer than I have. I probably met her in the early 90s when she was working for Kit Bond.
Yeah, that's about when that's 30 years.
Yep.
She was very, very young in those days. And I wish I could say the same about me. I was a lot younger than I am now. She's a great public servant. Fully qualified for this job. It's really hard to find somebody, you know, who has more qualifications, experience, credentials, ability, you know, proven record of success than Catherine. So she's going to do a great job, and I'm thrilled for Andrew. He's going to get a new challenge, and he's going to be right in the center of events in Washington. So, yeah, and Missouri contributing two more good public servants to the nation. I'm proud of the state.
Let me get your take on maybe, and I get Catherine on the air tomorrow. I can ask her a couple of these things myself. But somebody, I think Annie Fry asked me yesterday on this, what kind of attorney general is she going to be? And I'm like, well, she's already got the credentials from being a U.S. attorney that she's tough on crime. I'm not worried about that. But I do get the impression that people like Eric Schmidt and then Andrew Bailey after him have kind of changed the expectations for that attorney general's role. They were both very aggressive and quick to jump on local issues like that transgender clinic at Wash U and things like that. Andrew Bailey was very quick to comment and get involved in those. And Catherine's style's always been a little different than that. Would you agree or not?
Well, I think Catherine's style has always been to be very aggressive while being well prepared in doing whatever job she's been doing, you know, whether that was speaker, U.S. attorney, any of these positions. Now, you're correct that the idea that Josh Hawley and Eric Schmidt, I think, changed the idea or changed the concept or expanded the concept of what the AG's office does. It in addition to all the stuff it's always done, consumer protection, et cetera, it now takes on big, in some cases, national issues on behalf of the interests of the state and the people who live in it. And I think Catherine not only will do that effectively, I think she'll tell you tomorrow, that's one of the things she's looking forward most to doing. And she's an outstanding lawyer. So, I mean, it does take, you have to do the law well. I mean, it's fine to see the issue, to go in, to communicate effectively about it, but you got to have good lawyers and they got to do the law well. And I have full confidence she will. I mean, in both public and private life, she's an outstanding lawyer. She'll hire great people.
Yeah, it's good. Jim Talon, our guest this morning. So last night, the breaking news overnight was the Texas House finally got its quorum, and they voted to approve the redistricting plan down there. I think California is going to do something to try to counter that, it looks like. But what's your feeling now on the odds that Governor Kehoe calls a special session around veto time next month to address this?
You know, I don't know. I've been hearing that this is a real possibility. He may. I think he's probably taking a look. Now, this is not, I'm not talking to him. I do know him, and he's an old friend that was a great supporter of mine when I was running statewide, but I've not spoken to him or any of his staff about it. I think they're probably looking at what's the feasibility that a new map is actually going to change the situation politically. And Mark, I don't know. I mean, I would have said, this is Jim Talent, that a 6-2 map is probably the best we can get in Missouri. But the technology has improved to the point where that may not be the case. So I think he's probably looking at it and saying, okay, is it going to have the practical effect we want it to have? And he'll make that judgment. I think we'll all find out in the next week or two.
Yeah. Is it a percentage issue for you? I mean, is the fairness issue real? If you look at the map of Illinois, you realize that 46-47% of the vote over there went to Donald Trump in the last election, but there's only three Republican congressional districts out of 17. They clearly are depriving quite a few people in Illinois of representation.
Yeah, well, redistricting, Mark, and I did one in 1990. You were referring to how old I was a minute ago. I mean, that was a long time ago. I was one of Catherine's predecessors. I was a Republican leader in Missouri in 1990. There's really no fair in redistricting. Okay, it's an inherently political process. That's what it is. That's what it will always be. And what I don't like about it is when people are holier than thou about it. You know. So the Democrats have been doing this in Illinois and other places, and everybody knows they've been the big gerrymanders around the country. And now they complain because Texas does this. It's a political calculus. You ought to draw maps that respect like county boundaries and the rest of it. And the maps that I've been involved in and the party's been involved in generally have done that. And generally that helps Republicans when you do that. If you stop and think, the Democrats' big reservoirs of votes are in the city. So when they draw a political map, what they're going to do is slice the city up into little slices, and then you've got all these long districts that you can't justify except politically. Mm-hmm. Whereas Republicans' vote is spread a lot more evenly. So it's a lot easier for us to draw favorable maps that also respect county boundaries and the rest of it. And I haven't looked at the Texas map that they're passing, so we'll see. But yeah, that's why I say I think the governor is going to make a political judgment. You know, is the juice worth the squeeze in this? But that's my guess. I really don't have any idea what he's going to do.
That's what we want from you. We appreciate it, Jim. Thank you.
You're welcome, Mark.
Have a good week. We appreciate it. Jim Talent there. Coming up, we're going to talk more about what one congressperson said, one council member says is a conflict of interest out in the O'Fallon government. We'll get to more on that for you with Linda Ragsdale coming up.